Dear Florence, here we are, Sunday, September the 13th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on a rainy day, quite a rainy day, a rainy week, in fact, and talking to my wife as though I were sitting in the living room talking to her. How are you today, honey? I'm fine, and I feel so good. I just woke up from a nice nap, and I feel like having a little chat with you. I'll start out by taking off from the last tape. I think I told you then I was going to Chulai and or to Da Nang, and you probably wouldn't hear from me for several days, and I guess it has been several days since I've written. I went up to Da Nang and stayed overnight, got my business done the next day, and came home. Nothing real exciting except just a break in the period of time, which is always refreshing and helpful. I've been working, let's see, I had to come back Friday night and Saturday, yesterday, we had some inspectors in from Washington and they talked to us for the whole livelong day, so my day was spent, my entire day was spent with them. Nothing exciting happened except I met a guy who said that he might help me. I don't know whether this means anything because he just came from Washington. Now, help me, let's see, how did we get in the conversation? He and I were having lunch together, and I was sitting next to him at lunch, and he was kind of curious about what I was doing here and so forth, and I told him about myself, and I happened to mention that I was kind of disappointed because I hadn't been promoted, and he said, he seemed kind of interested in me. He said, that's funny that I would do that, and he said, when I get down to Saigon, maybe I can do something. He's working for a big office down there. I don't know how big a man he is. He's something like myself in the profession, but he's been in the State Department for some time. So then when we went to the plane and I put him on, he shook hands. He said, I'll see what I can do down there. He'd asked me in the meantime if I was interested in working or away from Quan Nai. So I told him that I sure was. I told him that I had changed my mind about staying with the State Department because they hadn't promoted me and there was no way for me to get a promotion, and that I had canceled my sanctuary place of living for my wife, and because I wasn't going to be here long enough, and I don't know whether that made any impression on him or not, but he said, gee, that's too bad, that has to happen, and Ali said he would do something. I guess I shouldn't ask for too much or expect too much, and I won't, but we'll see. We These people were interested in our operation, mostly how we set up our, the organization was set up. They seemed to be quite pleased at the plant we had here, and all the questions were answered correctly, so the boss was happy, and we all had a nice visit with them. But it's been raining in this country. It started a week ago, and it's rained practically every day since then. This rain doesn't do much for my job, since there's a lot of shorts and electricity and things like that happen. And darn it, last night at midnight, we got an alarm bell stuck someplace on the side of the house here, and it's up pretty high, and something went shorting out, and that bell started clanging, and it's a loud, noisy bell, outside bell, you know, and it makes a lot of racket. And we all woke up, and I had to get out and roam around, try and find what was shorting. It was raining, and I couldn't find out, so I crawled up on a ladder up to where the bell was and bent the damn ringer, you know, the knocker that hits on the, this is on the outside of the bell. I just bent it back so it couldn't hit the bell, and I let her stay there. Doggone, we don't get enough sleep as it is at nighttime. There's always something waking us up around here. And that bell was the top it all off. Everybody was a little bit upset about it. I live the life of a nabob over here. I just woke up a while ago and I wanted some fresh coffee, so I went outside the maid to washing clothes in the backyard, and I holler down and say, "Komeo, Komeo." She say, "Yeah." I say, "William Moon Cafe." Ah, she puts her hands together and like praying her, and she says, "Sin Loi," she meant that she didn't have it, hadn't had it here for me. So she had to go in and make it, and she, and while I was talking to you just now, she brought in a thermos of coffee, and I, and now I have fresh coffee. I don't want to, I know you'd like to bring me some, so I won't tell you any more about that, because that'd make you jealous. Well, anyway, here's what I wanted to tell you. I got a birthday card from Aunt Grace, of all people. And she wished me well, and said wanted to know if there was in any action out here. I don't know what she meant. I guess Althea gives her a write-up of all the dangers of war, and of course we don't have any around here. We live in the sunny south of I-Corps. And in the country town, easy going, lazy, like Orange, Texas, I guess. People are about the same, Vietnamese are. But I guess since she has a tape, and Althea writes a tape, so I guess I'll just send Aunt Grace a tape. I think she'd like that, don't you? I haven't got a heck of a lot of news this time, honey. I feel pretty good, although last two days I've been constipated, and this morning about 5 o'clock boy, I had to make for the bathroom, and for 2 hours there till about 7, I went through all kinds of labor pains. Boy, I like having a baby, and I thought I was going to die. But we had some cases of chocolate milk that the Red Cross was distributing to refugees, and they had to move their warehouse, and they had a lot of this milk, and they were passing it out, and somehow or other I got a case of it, and I put it in the ice box, and it tastes pretty good, so I'd been drinking quite a bit of it, and I guess that's what constipated me. Anyway, I sure had pains this morning, but we have a kind of a cooking oil, just some regular oil, and it's real good for laxative. I drink a half a cup of that, and I don't have any problems. So I've got my own medicine right out here. It's some kind of cooking oil. It's just a pure oil of some kind. You cook with it. What is that bottle you got alongside the sink there that you cook with? Anyway, I drink that and it does me real good for my innards. I'll be like your old dad eventually, I guess, in his bismuth he used to take. But I don't have much problem. I seem to have kind of skinny down here this last week. I don't know why, but I kind of cut back on my eating for some reason or other, and I still got a little bit of extra weight around my middle, but I feel like I've lost some weight, and I hope that I'll be down pretty good when I get back home in a month or two. I hope I get back home. I better get my request in right away, because I happen to think everybody and his brother will want to go home for Christmas, and I don't know whether there'll be any opportunity to go or not. Maybe since I'm jumping the gun a little bit, they might want to hold me up for another month. Well, it'd be nice to be home for Christmas, but if I can't make it, I'll be home in January or thereabouts. But that next jump is what I'm thinking about as I keep talking. It's a long time, so maybe it'll be... probably the fates will take care of us and tell us how we'll do these things, what kind of leave we'll have. But I'm planning on coming home anyway for Christmas. And I hope to be able to take a little time off to do some Christmas shopping, something that I haven't done in a year or two. I haven't had a letter from you for some time. I don't know what the mail kind of slowed up out here. I guess they'll say, which reminds me, I'm going to run downstairs and see if anybody brought any mail in after lunch. Hold on. Hey, how about that? I walked downstairs and there was a letter from my baby. Written on the 8th, and with a cutout of Don DeHaven telling me that they're going to get a birthday cake for my birthday and give me the little news. How nice. I just had a feeling that I should have a letter down there. Anyway, the Jack and Ledessa. Sounds like old Jack's on the run, all right. I think I just got a letter from Aunt Grace, too, a birthday card from it, and he'd just done the same thing. She told me that he stopped in to drop the kids off, and he had to go get a muffler fixed, and he couldn't spend any time, and Ledessa was busy in a class of some kind. So I guess they're having their real problems, and poor old Jack, he'll probably wind up on his knees down in some dive in Larimer Street. What a thought. Anyway, it was good to hear that everything is going well for you and that you're so happy. Makes me happy too. Well, things are going well, as I said before, and you say that Cindy's back sleeping with you, and she's a good little dog, so you're not mad at her anymore, and I know she likes that. And how are you going to have that sump pump put in? You didn't say any more about your sink either. I guess that your dishwasher. I guess you got that in all right. And that sump pump, you'll have to get in before spring or before it freezes down there. But that's no problem. You can just set that in. Have old Bud Lee put it in for you. He'll put it in just like I had it. It'll work real good. Let's see. Well, honey, it'll soon be your birthday, and I'll send you a package. Okay. I also had an ad Lafayette leader about the popcorn. And it's nice to have a birthday, and I had it, traveling up to Da Nang and stayed up there. So everything is good. My birthday's over. It's time for me to start recovering. And I just happened to think the guy came through talking to me. And who knows, maybe something good's going to come. Let me tell you what, talk to you about Aunt Grace's letter here. Aunt Mary, rather. She said, they sure come around, these birthdays do, and she also said that when she's a little girl, she never thought she'd live to be 70. They just didn't live that long those days, did they? But she says she's feeling better and that they seem to be having quite a time up there. They finally got all their property fixed up with that Safeway store, and